And we go to the Revel Wireless Hotline and bring in from the Associated Press, Tom Withers. And, Tom, I think the first place I'd like to start as far as talking about this team is Rob Chudzinski and the development of a coach, of a coordinator into a head coach. And it seems that this offseason, particularly what we saw happen to this team last week with Josh Gordon, has put him on a faster track to moving up to that high level of responsibility of what a head coach is about. They say it's all about how you handle the adversity of the game. And, you know, he gets his first real taste of that with Josh Gordon's suspension.
He sure did. And he came out, you know, as you saw, Vic, with a statement, talking about his disappointment in the entire situation. And you're right, Vic. I mean, this is a young rookie head coach that, you know, last week when we were out there as media members and previous 2 weeks, you know, we're keeping one eye on Chud as much as we are the new players out there. I mean, this is a coach who is having to, you know, grow into a new role. I think it's a real benefit. You and I have talked about this before, is that he's got some real seasoned experience on that coaching staff that can kind of bring him along. But you're right, this is a baptism by fire a little bit. I mean, this is the first of, you know, what we hope are not many of these kinds of situations. But let's be honest, this is the NFL. Things like this happen. You have on and off the field situations that you need to deal with and to address. So I think from the standpoint of Rob and his maturity and his development as a young coach, this could be a good thing. I mean, it's always a good thing for, you know, for him to come out and you know, say what he said last week. I think it's also important for the other players in the locker room to see that this is going to be a no-nonsense coach and that he's going to take situations like this very seriously. You know, it's very disappointing for everyone that Josh Gordon got him into that trouble, but, you know, it's going to be the first of many things that come across Rob Chudzinski's desk because he's going to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think so, too. You could expect more, unfortunately, trauma and trouble to come your way because that is the nature of the beast, and everything crosses the desk of a head coach. But I do like the way he handled that, and I think, as you said, in the statement expressed the disappointment. I also like the way he's been running what we saw in the offseason workouts are done, but the way he ran the practices, the OTAs, and the mini camp, right? As more of the CEO, I think the hardest transition for coordinators is to find out that they're not the ones who run drills, that they don't micro coach or they really shouldn't. And they maybe have that urge to do so, but he resisted that urge and kind of kept himself at a good distance and was overseeing the big picture.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think we saw some of those problems with Pat Shurmur in his first year, which was, you know, he wanted to have his hands on everything. And we've had coaches here in the past who, you know, found themselves looking like bumblebees out there in Berea, buzzing around from one group to the next, feeling like they had to have their input everywhere on the field. And I think Rob has enough trust in this coaching staff as well, Vic, that he's going to allow these men to do their jobs, and he's going to be the overseer. You know, it's a little more like almost a college situation where your head coach kind of steps back, lets all the assistants take care of business, and he makes his points where he needs to. And I think, you know, you saw that with Rob last week especially. I mean, there were times where, you know, it wasn't Norv Turner's voice that was booming off the walls out in Berea. It was Rob at times, and I think you're going to see more and more of that. You know, this is, again, a young coach who's going to have to grow and learn as time goes on, but I do like what I've seen so far out of him.
Yeah, and I think it's just that understanding the role and understanding that you let your coaches coach and that you trust those people that you brought in. And let's face it, the Browns made heavy investment in Norv Turner and in Ray Horton. So you've got to let those guys kind of do their thing, but at the same time, make sure it's all agreeing with the big picture of what you want to
do.
And I think before our eyes, really, Tom, is we are seeing a different Browns team in the way they operate and the way they do things. This is a far more detailed coaching approach. Now, whether it results in more wins remains to be seen, but I think that's one of the biggest things I notice in a difference between the previous staff and this one. And you pointed out Pat Shurmur was a little more wanting to have his hands on things where Coach Chudzinski kind of steps back a little bit and watches with his arms folded but takes it all in. But I sense a pace and an urgency that's there, and again, great detail all the way across the board.
Well, and the other thing too, Vic, if I'd like to point out as well, is that there seems to be more of a comfort with the media, you know, just over the past few weeks. I mean, you can really see Rob growing into the role. And it's not always easy to come off that field when, you know, you're fiery hot after the quarterback has thrown two incompletions in the two-minute drill and start addressing reporters with tough questions.
Yeah.
But I like the way Rob kind of composed himself. You know, we had the Trent Richardson situation to deal with. You know, there was the ongoing discussion about the quarterback situation, et cetera. But I really thought the way Rob, you know, held himself together, if you will, during some tough questions and answers. I mean, it's important for the head coach of this team to get the correct message out, not only to the fans and to the media, but his players. And I think we're seeing major strides already.
Yeah, that's a great point. And how he deals with the media isn't necessarily the be-all, tell-all of what kind of coach he'll be, but it does give you a sense, and for our purposes, of kind of, you know, wanting to certainly know and learn more mm-hmm. about what his program's about, what this team's about. And he does a good and effective job, I think, of expressing that. And look, it's easy to talk now in the months
right.
of you know, May and June, when the consequences, there aren't games being won and lost, and we'll, you know, likely see a very different guy when you get into the season. But I
Absolutely.
Think the key is that it's a guy who is comfortable and confident enough in himself and what he's doing, and that he's in charge of things as a coach, that, you know, that comes across in everything he says.
And just in his brief meetings with us, Vic, gives you a little bit of insight into the man that, you know, stands in front of professional athletes on a daily basis and has to conduct meetings. And I really like the way Rob has handled everything. He's had a lot coming at him in a very short amount of time, and it's been a little bit of baptism by fire, but I think we're seeing some growth already.
Yeah, I think so too. And you're right. It's about handling that those groups, whether they're players or and again, when you're talking to the media, you're also talking to the public. And I think Rob Chudzinski gets that. Tom Withers from the Associated Press joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Tom, as we look at the rest of this football team and what is in store now over these next 6 weeks, you know, I think we've talked about the idea that they covered a lot of ground with installation of offense and defense. I mean, everything was put in place. And then I think the key here is how much retention will there be. This goes to coaching as well. I think we'll find out how good a coaching staff this really is when they get to training camp, which kicks off July 25th, the first practice, and we see the level of mistakes being made, or if they, you know, if not a lot of stuff is being repeated and things are moving along smoothly, you could tell that guys have retained and actually maybe spent some time looking at their iPads and looking at what's been installed there too, as far as what their learning was over the past month or so.
Well, in talking to some of the players, you know, away from the field, Vic, you know, I happened to, you know, talk to Brandon Weeden and DeQuell Jackson, just for instance, at a recent thing for the Bon Jovi concert. And just talking to them aside, they've been very impressed with this coaching staff, and to your point, as how things have been presented to them in terms of the installation of the offense and the defense, which is a pretty complicated defense from what DeQuell was explaining to me. But they've had a lot thrown at them. This is still a pretty young football team, so I think you're right. I think it's going to be very important as, you know, we gear up towards training camp, that these guys come back here, you know, ready, that they've already, you know, taken in, they've already made some mistakes, and you got to hope that they can hit the ground running once late July gets here and we're already into exhibition season.
You know, part of me thinks that the biggest teaching process is going to have to happen on the defensive side, mm-hmm. just naturally because of the conversion to the fourth, from the 4-3 to the 3-4. But I'm also thinking that the offense is going to be significantly different, and we know right off the bat, just listening to what Brandon Weeden says and how much more comfortable mm-hmm. he feels in a scheme that spreads things out more, that has him in shotgun more, that has him looking downfield more, all those elements. I think there's really more of a learning process to that. And putting aside that you got to figure out how to win a couple of games without Josh Gordon during that suspension, I think there is going to be some differences and nuances that everyone has to pick up. And that includes Trent Richardson, too, his fit into this offense as a running back.
Yeah, I think there's a chance for this offense to make incredible growth in a short period of time. And I think we've seen that, Vic, in just the body language out of Brandon Weeden. I mean, there just seems to be a confidence and a comfort with what he's doing up there. I mean, he's not having to rush out of the huddle and get to the line of scrimmage because he's having to, you know, reach through half of the Manhattan phone book to get the play called.
Right.
And so I think that's a good start right there. But I think, you know, just in terms of the way, and you talked about it before, just in terms of tempo and urgency and all of that, you can just see that when that offense lines up and gets ready to go. And you're right, there's going to have to be an adjustment because of the Gordon suspension. It is going to be, you know, two tough weeks without him. It's going to be, you know, very difficult to have the vertical passing game that everybody talks about without that weapon out there. But I think you're right, Vic. I think this is an offense that has a chance to really make some significant strides in a real short amount of time.
Yeah, and I think the real key to it will be, you mentioned Brandon Whedon too, in terms of his grasp of it and his development of it and his leadership. And I think we started this discussion off about the leadership of the head coach, Rob Chudzinski. Mm-hmm. Right after that, the next guy that had better be as forceful a leader and as confident and comfortable in his own skin being a leader is your quarterback, is Brandon Whedon. And I see signs of that. I really do.
Absolutely. I think he's a different guy out there. And I've tried to convey that to some people. And in talking to several of the offensive linemen a few weeks ago who happened to be down at an Indians game that I was covering, mm-hmm. They said that has been clear from the moment Brandon Whedon has gone into the huddle this spring, as opposed to last year when he was a raw rookie and he had a coaching staff kind of running around and not exactly sure of the future and what have you. But, yeah, I think, you know, Brandon Whedon has made it pretty clear to everybody that this is his football team. And I think that you can see that from the time he steps into the huddle to the moment that he drops back to pass.
Yep. Well, Tom, tremendous breakdown. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you again in the near future, my friend.
Sounds good, Vic. Thank you very much.
He is Tom Withers from the Associated Press, and he joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have so much more ahead for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.